It's now time for our fourth interview of the day. The Transformation Action Group TAG, the Advocacy Committees and Greater Department of Pediatrics and Child Health, the University of Cape Town and Red Cross War Memorial Children's Hospital reject all forms of racism and commit to creating a safe, nurturing environment in which all people are treated with dignity and respect. The need for a society where we're all treated with respect has sparked the 16 days of activism and awareness about Black Lives Matter, systemic racism and white privilege. To speak to me about it today, we have Dr. Anisa Funke from Red Cross Hospital. Anisa, thank you so much for joining me this morning and welcome to the show.
Thanks, Alex. Great to be here and thanks for inviting me.
So in your introduction, I mentioned a few things about some of the younger listeners might not understand, but how would you explain such a complicated concept as systemic racism and white privilege to our younger audience?
Sure, thanks. Yes, it is a difficult concept for children to understand, but I think it's an important conversation to start having. So racism is basically treating a person differently or badly because of the color of their skin. So it can be really big things like hurting or excluding someone because of their skin color. And being in South Africa, we know the biggest form of racism was a law like apartheid that was abolished over 20 years ago. But those are big things, but they are also small things that constitute as racism, that mean racism. So comments or jokes that are based on a person's skin color, or also just simple things, not playing with someone because they are of a different skin color or different from you. That's what racism is. Systemic racism is a bigger concept. It has a bigger meaning. It means things that are part of society that make it difficult for people of color to succeed. So it can be in different areas. We know that it may be more difficult for people of color to get loans from banks and to own their own property. There are things like there are less opportunities for people of color to get jobs after graduating. So it's things within our system that, in a sense, discriminate against people of color. So that, I hope, explains a bit on racism and systemic racism. When we talk about white privilege, so this is a set of advantages or that white people have benefited from on a daily basis, more so than other people, than people of color. And sometimes it can be there without a white person really knowing that it's there, but it keeps up these differences within our society. It spreads what we call racial hierarchy. So different levels that where white people have advantages over people of color. So it can be simple things, so such as a white person might not be followed so much in a shop by a security guard, or a person of color might be asked to check their bag when they enter or leave the shop, whereas a white person isn't, or a person of color might be questioned about why are you walking in this area when they live in an area, because we know we've had, in the past, we've had people of different races living in different areas within our community. So suddenly a person of color is now living in an area that was previously considered a white area, and they're just going on a walk and they get stopped by the security. So it also doesn't mean that a white person's life hasn't been hard or they haven't also struggled. It just means that the color of their skin is not something that makes it hard.
Yeah, that definitely explains it well. And your 16 days of activism was kickstarted on Mandela Day. So could you tell us a bit more about this and how it's been received?
Sure. So as you know, it was a global movement, a worldwide movement on Black Lives Matter. It started in the US with some of the incidents that happened there. And then as a group, we realized that we can't just talk about things. We put out a statement saying that we all reject racism and xenophobia in our society. But we also thought we needed to do something. We needed some action. And that's where we came up with the 16 Days of Activism, where we committed to educate ourselves about racism and the systems that continue to happen in our community and society. And based on that, we thought it was time to renew our commitment to take action and to also work this together with children's rights so that children have the right to dignity, equality, and non-discrimination. So that was what sparked our 16 Days of Activism. And what we're doing is every day we send out a message on racism. We link it to links and readings and things so that we can start educating ourselves a bit more on this topic. You asked, has it been well received? Yes, it has. It started the conversation going. It's got people thinking and talking, and I think that's what we want.
And then if a child is in a situation where they feel treated unfairly based on their race, what should they do and what avenues can they follow?
Yeah, that is a challenging one. It's because I guess it depends on the situation in which the child finds that they're facing racism. If it's something, if it's at school, I guess one of the ways is to try and find someone they can trust and they can talk to, hopefully a trusted teacher and an adult. If the children are around our systems, find a healthcare worker, a nurse or a doctor. I think the main thing is to start not keeping it to themselves, to just try and talk about it so that we can start finding solutions. Not easy, it's often hard, and it's hard to find the right person to discuss it with or to talk about it. But I think it needs to happen because, as we say, some of these things are in a way unconscious. People don't realize they're doing it. And if you actually say, look, I think I was treated, they suddenly, it creates an awareness.
And then have there been any challenges going with this campaign and trying to put this campaign into action?
Yes, of course. So it's not an easy discussion. People still feel uncomfortable. Some of the things, the comments are, why are you bringing up old wounds? Let's move forward. You know, we are in 2020. The other thing that comes up is why we are in the middle of a pandemic. We're in the middle of corona pandemic. Why are we discussing this now? And things like we're in a children's hospital, let's fight towards healthcare and improving children. Why are you bringing up something that started in the US? But I think that, and what we feel as a group is that racism impacts all of us and it contributes to the challenges we face within our society. So it certainly impacts on our health and wellness. And we know that racism also impacts on the health and wellness of our children. So I think although there are challenges, I think it's very much linked to what happens in our societies. And I think that's why we have to keep having this conversation and keep it moving.
And for someone listening now that wants to help raise awareness, how do they go about that?
I think the big thing is start the conversation. Start talking about it. Let people think and reflect about these issues. Read about it. I think I'd like to use something that Nelson Mandela has said, and it's part of our campaign, is that one of the most difficult things is not to change society, but to change yourself. So start looking within yourself and see, where have I perhaps acted in a racist way? What can I do to change myself? We also challenge and encourage everyone to either start or develop their own journey within the next 16 days so they can access this material. Thank you to Red Cross Radio for putting it on your website, for getting the word out. You can follow us on social media and on Twitter. And just start looking, thinking, reflecting about it.
Anissa, thank you so much for joining me on the show today. It's been great having you on, and especially important to talk about such a big topic that's taking the world by storm at the moment and definitely seeing how it impacts us here in South Africa. So thank you so much.
Thanks, Alex. Thanks for having me. It's been a great pleasure.
Great. Thank you so much and goodbye.